Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
Good morning, Mr. Rainieri. Good morning, Mr. Speeds. It is Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update. Top stories, of course. We are now in the thick of March Madness. Let's go over the scores all from yesterday here, starting with number one Gonzaga taking down the number 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson University, 87-49. Michigan State taking down Bradley, 76-65. Kentucky taking care of Abilene Christian, 79-44. Michigan taking down Montana, 74-55. Florida State taking down 76-69. Guys, there are a few stories I want to talk about in these games, but I'm just going through the scores right now. LSU beats Yale, 79-74. I know that was one that a lot of people were saying Yale could win that game. Yale could beat them. Not the case here. Number three, Purdue takes down number 14, Old Dominion, 61-48. Auburn beats New Mexico State in a close one, 78-77. Number four, Kansas beats Northeastern, 87-53. Wofford, with God knows how many three-pointers, beats Seton Hall, 84-68. Number
keep
10.
Going, they're, keep going. Hey, this just in. They just scored three more.
I know, right? I think Baylor might have hit another three as well.
I think Baylor did hit another three as we're sitting here. Number 10, Florida takes down number 7, Nevada, 70-61. Villanova beats St. Mary's, 61-57. I know I'm missing a couple of games on here, guys, but, I mean, what was the biggest surprise out of this one?
Out of which one?
What was the biggest surprise? Out of the games I just went over here, what was, like, the biggest surprise game that you guys got to see?
I'm surprised Seton Hall didn't give a better showing than they did. I think maybe that is probably the thing that shocked me a little bit, because I know Seton Hall was a short favorite. I mean, they were getting two and a half against Wofford. Exactly. Wofford was really good. I thought Seton Hall would be able to defend them a little bit better, but Wofford really had their way with them. It was never really in doubt as far as watching that game goes with Wofford. I thought Seton Hall had a better chance to do some damage against them, but Wofford just proved to be too much.
For me, it would be how close that Auburn New Mexico State game was. We talked about a lot of 12-5s, Joe, and we mentioned a lot of the other ones. Like, we talked about the Murray State. We talked about the chance, you know, that Liberty might have. We talked about the Oregon one. No one was picking the New Mexico State as the 12, and the fact that that was a one-point game is what surprised me. But again, Bavona, the difference between the storyline and the fan and the betting. Yale. We were talking about them, and they didn't do it. They lost by like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
They did cover. I think that spread was 6.5. If you bet Yale plus the 6.5, you're cooking with gas right now. I'll meet you out the window. You know, so remember the difference between the point spread and the investing lens of it and the winning outright. Okay, Yale, yep, you know, was like a 14 seed. So people think, oh, we're crazy. We're crazy to back Yale. But we backed Yale plus 6.5 points, and we won.
No, it was actually – it was more than that. It went off at 7.5. The closing line was 7.5. So
you know what I mean?
There
closing
were a
line, right,
lot of late money came in on that because a lot of people – we talked to Ralph Michaels yesterday. He's like, you know what? I'm taking the points all day. By the way, kid Oney, by the way, that is a real NBA player on Yale. They got some dudes on that team that could ball.
Yeah, he had offers from a lot of places. He just was a smart kid and wanted to go to Yale.
Yep.
Okay,
so he'll go to the NBA.
Some of the other scores that I missed out on here. Of course, Greg Sussman must be one of the happiest guys right now. Maryland takes down Belmont 79-77, but you guys said it. Belmont, they covered it as well. Very, very good.
O'Brien knows.
Yep. There we go. Number 10, Minnesota, led by Richard Pitino, takes down his old basketball team, the place where he was an assistant coach. Minnesota taking down Louisville 86-76. Guys, is it Louisville or Louisville?
Louisville.
It is Louisville. Thank you.
Louisville.
Thank you. I had argument yesterday in the pit, and I was just like, it's Louisville. Louisville.
Yeah. It depends on what borough you're from, all right? Because if you're out from the island, it's Louisville, all right? It's Louisville. But
Louisville.
Right.
Call it
if you're in
Louisville.
Queens, it's a little different, yes.
And the final score, and this one, I got a great story. Murray State takes down Marquette 83-64, handling them because Murray State's Jay Morant.
Ja
Morant.
It's like Ja Rule. Exactly.
Fire Festival.
I can't believe we went Ja Rule.
I'm going to call him Fire Festival.
Bob Marley. You know, King Khalifa Lafayette.
Ja Morant. Ja Morant recorded a triple-double in an 83-64 win over Marquette in the opening round of the NCAA tournament on Thursday at the XL Center. Morant finished with 17 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds. He's the eighth player to record a triple-double in the NCAA tournament and the first since Draymond Green did it twice for Michigan State in 2011 and 2012. That is according to the ESPN stats and information research. I got a lot more stories about oh, my God. I got plenty of stuff here. I got a story about the Seton Hall game, but for now, guys, I'm Chris Pavona, not Ja Morant. I got to go find a Murray State sweater.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
It's Make It Rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Make it rain.
Yes, let's make it rain, people. Let us do that. Welcome in on this Friday edition on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Jordanary Dane Martinez, as we try to recoup, kind of take some notes about what we witnessed yesterday, day one of the madness that is known as March. March Madness, day two, getting ready to tip off here right around noon again. 16 more games for us, trying to decipher how it is that we can gain an edge. What did we learn from yesterday? Who's got the edge? I can tell you right now, there were definitely some clear-cut winners yesterday on a number of different levels. And we'll talk more about them as we move through the hour. But we said Pitino family, obviously, they got the heads up. Belmont, that wasting of the clock at the end there was terrible. For those of you that didn't get a chance to see it, it was the worst 20 seconds, end of 20 seconds. They had an opportunity to win that game, and they almost didn't get a shot off. It was just embarrassing. And Rick Byrd is among one of the most respected coaches in the country, the coach of Belmont. And even he was like, guys, what the hell was that? Just an awful sequence there for the last 20 seconds. I can also say Ja Morant.
Yeah.
I think the country was introduced to him yesterday, and he is a big winner, certainly from the NBA standpoint. The kid
he
from Wofford, remember this kid, Fletcher McGee, too, another kid who was introduced yesterday to the country. If you don't know who he is, he just kind of set the college record, Division I record, for three-pointers made, and he made a whole bunch of them, 7 of 12 last night. Got that whole Steph Curry look going. He's got that Steph Curry vibe. Wofford, of course, mid-major, Steph Curry, Davidson, mid-major. This kid is just on fire, man. And Kentucky has got Wofford next, and Kentucky is going to have their hands full with trying to stop Fletcher McGee and what he can bring to the table. And I think one of the biggest losers, by the way, is Nevada. I mean, what the hell was that, dude? Honestly? Did you have Florida yesterday?
I had Florida, though. I thought Florida was going to come in there. And that's another thing. Like, I'm more and more impressed with the SEC as time moves along. And what does that mean for my idea that Tennessee may have a Final Four run in them?
I think they're still okay. But we'll talk about it coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Ah, little Ja Morant's brother, Ja Rule, on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fire Festival.
That's it. I got tickets to a festival in Bahamas. You're going to love it here. All right, he is Dave Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. We are we're going to get to some of the games here today, give you some of our picks, but do want to recognize also Bill Self, Kentucky, Kansas, by the way, while everyone also on their brackets had Northeastern of all teams taking care of Kansas. And while we watched guys like Tom Izzo, another legendary coach and program, struggle against Bradley, Kansas went out and took care of business and did what that game was over in the first half. Also, Gonzaga came out on fire last night. Congratulations to Mark Few. Gonzaga is nobody's. They are not messing around at all. And also congratulations to Purdue, who quietly, nobody knows, has one of the best guards in the country. The kid's name is Carson Edwards. You guys keep an eye on him. Yeah, I got Purdue going to the Elite Eight, and I think they're going to do a little damage here. Yeah, I really well-coached team, good defense, and they've got a great point guard. So that is all a recipe there to be successful, and I don't trust Tennessee. That's the problem. But I think we've got we have Bryce Harper and Philly on the line.
What's going on, Cowboy? Kenny. How you feeling, Kenny?
Kenny!
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing, man?
What's going on,
Kenny,
man?
How you feeling, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. No tournament bracket busters yesterday, but I just got a feeling about today. My brackets are they're okay. I missed a couple of games, but I'm doing all right. But I'm really calling for the actual betting front here. I got a lock, but I need two other to complete my parlay. My lock here tomorrow is the Florida State versus Murray State. I like the old Murray State theme and their team and all that, but the Florida State, one of their players, a guy, Kofi or whatever, his father passed away after the game yesterday. They won, so they have that narrative going. I'm thinking that they're going to rally around him, and the spread is -4, so I'm locking them in for tomorrow.
Not a bad way to go, man. I mean, that's Florida State, deepest team in the tournament. You know this, Kenny. I mean, they are going to be very hard to compete athletically with them, and they will have the horses and the rotation to be able to cause a lot of havoc and some issues for Ja Morant. So it's going to be – this will be the best guard they have faced, I think, and all of the ACC as well, which is saying something. This kid is no joke, but if anybody's got the players to be able to do it, Florida State does.
Yep.
All right. I mean, I need just two of these – I need just two of these games. I got four other games I'm looking at. I only need two more to complete my parlay here. I got Cincy -4 versus Iowa, Buffalo -4.5 versus Arizona State, Oregon +2 versus Wisconsin, and this Houston-Georgia State game could go either way. It's -12 for Houston, but I could play the +12 for Georgia State as well. So I only need two more of those games to complete it for me. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead, Dane.
First.
Who are you going with first?
All right, for sure. The one I love Cincy today, Joe. I love Cincy today. That game is being played in Columbus, Ohio, a relative home game for the Bearcats, and I think Cincy is a lot better than Iowa. So that's one of my locks today. I really like Cincy. And then of the ones you mentioned, I like Oregon. You know, I'm big on Oregon. I think they could win that game outright, and I see them getting 2 points right now. They're a hot team. They're a defensive team. So of the ones you mentioned, Kenny, I like Oregon, and I love Cincinnati. What about you, Joe?
I could not disagree more. I got Wisconsin's my best bet of the day, but it depends on the line here. I've got Wisconsin laying one. So if you can, depends on the line, and I would. Yeah, it's. I mean, if you keep an eye out. Keep an eye out, because it was actually in a lot of books yesterday that I saw they were laying two, but it has been this morning. It's already been bet back to -1. So I think there's going to be a lot.
I better go press refresh.
Yeah, I better go press refresh. Oregon money coming in here. And listen, this is one of those cases of recency bias. Okay. People forget that this Oregon team didn't wake up and all of a sudden become. I mean, they have a nice stretch of games here, right? The last couple of weeks of the season, they had a nice tournament, but they didn't just wake up and all of a sudden be better than Wisconsin. And it's not going to happen, because Wisconsin's going to be able to score in the paint. Ethan Happ is going to own their defense. Oregon's defense is not as dominant in the paint as people think it is. They're pretty good on the perimeter, but Ethan Happ is going to have they are not going to be able to control him. Nothing they have there. And plus, I'm not thrilled with their offense. It ranks in 94th in efficiency here. It's not a great high prolific offense without Bol Bol. So they've been beating people by getting turnovers, getting defensive points, and being able to box people out. They're not going to be able to do that with Wisconsin. So as far as I'm concerned, Wisconsin is the absolute play here. Take them all day. Expect Happ to go off and possibly be tournament MVP.
You know, about the Houston, Georgia State thing and the Buffalo one, or you guys just don't like them as much as you like the other two?
The problem is I could see Georgia State winning this game. 12 points is a lot, and
right.
we've seen Houston
right.
get out
I, well,
of the
I know.
Front, Georgia State can score.
That's what I said, too.
Yeah, Georgia State is going to be one of these, another one of these teams over here, like a Belmont that is going. They can pick you apart from the outside as well. They play a very high tempo, up tempo kind of a feel. If they go ahead and they get in a run, 12 points is going to be very, very hard for Houston to cover. And I don't expect Georgia State just to roll over. So, I would almost take the points in that situation. I think 12 is way too many.
Thanks, Kenny.
Been wonderful, man. Man, good luck on your bracket, fellas. All right,
you
Steve.
Too, man.
Anytime, brother. Anytime.
You
thanks
too.
A lot, buddy.
Yep. Yeah, there's a few big numbers like that today, Dane, that I'm looking here going, did we learn anything about those? Some of the big name teams, of course, you had Gonzaga. I took them right. laying 28 yesterday. That was over in the first. Michigan ended up.
Seeds.
Yeah, a lot of the one and two seeds. But as we look at the as we cross the board here today, I mean, Duke 26.5. That's probably
numbers.
Safe. I do think the safest big number game of the day is going to be Virginia laying 21.5. Virginia is going to make a statement because of what happened last year. So right. Gardner Webb, it's been fun. It's nice year. But I fully anticipate Virginia to not take its foot off the gas here, clamp them down, maybe give up less than 50 points, but they are going to prove a point, I think. Don't expect Virginia 75-50
to. 75-50 kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Don't expect them to give up anytime soon. North Carolina, Iona, this is in your neck of the woods up there, yep. Dane. I'm sure some of the guys that work in the pit there, they love Iona. They can shoot.
Sure do.
But I don't think they, North Carolina 20 probably win by 40.
Yeah, I mean, I'm staying away from these one seeds, and I know we've talked about how they get that working margin. I like that Cincy. We didn't talk about that one, Joe. I'm really big on this Cincinnati team because I do think they're a better team than Iowa. And the fact that this game is being played in Columbus, Ohio, I like the Bearcats a lot today. They are one of my best plays. I got four plays today, and Cincinnati is definitely one of them. When you said you couldn't disagree with me more, were you talking only about Wisconsin Ducks, or are you also talking about Cincinnati?
Oh, no, I'm not buying the Oregon flair. I think it's just a lot like what people were looking at with Kansas yesterday, expecting these right. Northeasterns of the world to, all of a sudden. They've had a nice streak, Oregon, but the most consistent and the most sound team all year has been Wisconsin, and I think this kid is going to be ready. I'm expecting Hap to explode today and exploit them in the paint. So that's why Wisconsin.
Iowa?
I could not agree with you more.
Oh, okay.
I am all
okay, cool.
over the Bearcats. Those are my cool. top two plays today. I am going Cincinnati.
Really?
Listen, Iowa started 20-5 this season, right? They were like, woo! Then they ended up losing six of their final eight games. And I got to tell you, they give up the three all day long. I'm not a big fan of Iowa. I'm with you. Lay the points.
Yep.
It's going to be hard for them to score. Yep. Yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll talk about a few more of our games here today that we like. Plus, what did we learn from yesterday? We'll keep going down that path. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain.
Fantasy Sports Today.
The Red Sox have the same problem. They're over the cap as well. Mookie Betts, Chris Sale, Xander Bogaerts, Benintendi. These are all guys going to get major, major contracts. There's a reason the Red Sox didn't bring back Craig Kimbrell. Well, two reasons. One is because, once again, money. They got to save somewhere. And two is, I think, because they know Kimbrell's on the way down. So I think that's the issue there.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. The Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is New Jersey's local, trusted sportsbook featuring a Vegas-style betting menu of parlays, props, and much more. Watch every game on their new 75-foot HD video wall. Already a trusted name in entertainment, Monmouth Park is now your best bet for wagering on all the big games. So get in on the action. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
What are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help your kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Yeah, sad news coming out of Florida State. Their forward, Phil Coffer, learned yesterday that his father had passed away during the game while he was in the locker room after the Florida State win over Vermont. He had learned that his father passed away during the game. Terrible news there for Phil Coffer. Thoughts and prayers going out to him and the Florida State Seminoles. That's not a great thing. And, you know, he's an integral part of that rotation at Florida State. So how will that affect their game moving forward tomorrow against Ja Morant and Murray State? That's a tough gig. But usually what I've seen in the past is when tragedy usually hits, sometimes that's, you know, they get that motivation going, you know. So you got to be sometimes it would be kind of hard to that'll be kind of hard to be able to. Bet against them at that particular point. But a few of the other games, just to Cincinnati, absolutely, I'm with you. I think Dane and I are on the same page. In fact, let me go ahead and put these up here so folks can see exactly who we're going with, Dane. And we'll start with you. I know we talked about Cincy. You like them on the money line, right? Are you going to lay the four? But you like them on the money line here today?
At the money line I got was -160. So it wasn't that bad. And the fact that it, like, the 4 points, like, it's just like just my luck to wind up winning by three, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm just being safe because I think they're definitely going to win the game. So I'm just being safe on that one.
Okay. So and then you went down Ole Miss today laying one, too. You like them? That's
like
an 8-9
mostly
game,
because
isn't it?
I'm fading Oklahoma big time. I don't think they belong in this tournament.
Liberty, you got at 6.5. Nice.
I do. They can shoot the rock.
Yeah, they can. Yes, they absolutely can. And I do like one of I do like that surprise. I like UC Irvine, too. What do you got? Plus, you're taking the 5 UC Irvine, Kansas State.
Yeah, I'm getting the points with the Anteaters. Listen, for me, the most important thing is that Kansas State big man being out. I think that changes the game a little bit in that bracket. I got a question for you real quick. Our boy Mike Blewett.
Yes.
Our boy Mike Blewett is asking are we on the Buffalo Arizona State over? He wants to put a couple of shekels on that one.
The Buffalo Arizona State game, as far as I'm concerned, they might score 200 points. You are talking about two very up-tempo teams. who have no problem. Well, they've got a problem. They've got a defensive problem there. I think if Arizona can keep up with Buffalo, yes. What is it, 150, 151? What's the number right
now?
Yeah,
it's in the 150s right now. I am staring at it. It's at 157, I'm looking at it. But still.
157, yes. I've already played the over in that game. I do think we're going to see a ton of possessions. I think we're going to see some high flying, and Buffalo can put up their part, 80, 85 points, no problem
in
that game.
Should I not take my first half under on that one, Joe?
I would not. I wouldn't go under anywhere near that. Because I'm telling you, they're going to have 95 shots in the first 3 minutes already,
right,
these
so
two
I'm
teams.
31 of the 32 first half unders.
That's the way I would look at it. I would go, if you're looking at 157, I'm going over all day. I think the over fair first enough half. What is the first half over? It's probably 70, 72, 73. Yeah, I would think both in the 40s there. I would have no problem going over in the first half and going over a full game there. But that's going to be a fun game to watch, can I tell you? And I know the whole history because of Hurley and everything there being the coach, and it was his assistant.
74 is the first half over.
I'd have no problem laying it. Those two teams, right. You're always looking, it's chances, right, Dane? When you look at these games and you look at tempo, we talked about this earlier, we want to see, all right, if we don't have contrasting styles, if we got two teams who are going to fly up and down the court, that means instead of having, you know, just 50 chances at scoring, you're going to have 75, 80 exactly chances at scoring. And I'd much rather that. So I'm good to go there. I'm comfortable with the over in that game. I do think Buffalo is going to end up winning it all together, winning the game outright. But I do like I definitely like the over in that game there. Glad you guys brought that up because I had forgotten about that. I will say this about Wisconsin. Just to hammer on the point, if you're just joining us, because I know Oregon has been brought up here a number of times. Oregon has played better during their final eight win streak, okay? But they've also done it because teams have shot just 23% from three-point range during that eight-game stretch. And it's not because Oregon all of a sudden has got this great three-point defense. There's a little bit of luck involved in that as well. So it's not like they have this awesome perimeter defense. They didn't. During every other game outside of these last eight, they allowed close to 35% from threes. So when you got to go from 35% threes to 23% threes, you got a pretty good chance of winning some games, which is what they have done. But they do have a mediocre two-point defense. And that big man, Ethan Happ, but guys, I'm telling you, this guy is going to have a monster day. He's going to own the paint against this Oregon interior defense. He is going to own that paint. And here's a number for you. Teams that have won four or more games in a row and have covered the spread in their last three or more games heading into the tournament, 167, 222, and 7 against the number, 43% in the NCAA tournament when they're not getting more than 10 points, which is what's here. The public tends to overreact to recent results. We talk about a recency bias here, right?
Yep.
Oregon, I'm telling you, is not suddenly better than Wisconsin. And quite honestly, I love the fact that Wisconsin's, and you talked about this, Dane, earlier, Wisconsin's in the Big Ten, okay? The competition in the Big Ten versus the competition in the Pac-12 is like night and day. So as far as I'm concerned, it's one thing to be a pretty good defender against Pac-12 competition and think that, you know, somehow that means right something. It is a whole different ball of wax, my friend, to be doing it in the Big Ten. And I think Oregon's going to learn that fact here today. Another team would not be here if it wasn't for that streak they hit. And sure, teams, by the way, shooting 23% from three-point range. So that's why I'm on Wisconsin. I like the Big Ten. I think the competition's better. I like the big man owning them. And we've seen what big men can do now in this competition. And they've got some sharpshooters and more consistent all year. My money's on Wisconsin laying 1.5. And I'm telling you, wait for it to come down because so much public money is going to come in on Oregon before it's all said and done that people are going to be going, ooh, Oregon, it's all – yeah, no, it's not going to happen. And then, of course, the other game that I love is Virginia Tech, who I think – and you said this. I don't know, how far do you have Virginia Tech going in your brackets? So, I know early on you had them going big time,
right,
didn't you?
I like them. I'm considering Virginia Tech and Florida State sort of similarly because of this conference thing, right? The ACC, everybody knows Carolina, Duke, Virginia. Florida State and Va Tech are right below them in that conference, and I think the ACC is the best conference in the country. I have Virginia Tech, you know, ultimately losing to Duke in the Sweet 16. However, because of what we talked about when we're like coverage in if you're doing multiple brackets, on the brackets, if you don't have Duke in the Final Four – right, if you're like riding with Michigan State in the Final Four, then I said it was a live option to have Va Tech beat Duke in the Sweet 16. You know, if you're going to have to fade Duke anyway, there's no better team to pick to beat Duke than a familiar opponent who's not scared of them, who went to overtime with them earlier in the season, and that would be Va Tech. Yeah, I like Va Tech tonight, today over St. Louis. Yes. I like them over whoever they would see in the next round. I actually have the Liberty upset there, you know, and then I would have them staring Duke right there eye to eye, and they are not afraid of Duke at all. Yeah. Joe, real quick, you know, we're talking about brackets, right? We're talking about brackets. We have our own brackets going.
Yes.
You know, in polls, right? We got our Make It Rain hater brackets, and we have our last first round matchup. And Joe, I think this is going to be the closest one and the most relevant for our degenerates out there. Joe, in the sports region, it's the 2-3 matchup, and this is right now really close. It's 54-46. What do you hate more, Joe? Backdoor covers or tanking?
Oh, wow, is that brutal. I would say, what do I hate more? I hate backdoor covers more than anything else. Tanking, I can handicap easier. Because if I know the motivation, I can cap it better, and use it to my advantage. But backdoor covers usually means that we were on the right side, but then all of a sudden a team, for one reason or another, decided that, you know what, we're not going to play anymore.
All right, tanking is up, though, 54-46, but it is a tight one as we look for the final spot in our Elite Eight of Hate. And Joe, starting next week when we're in the Sweet 16 of the Madness Tournament, we'll be down to the Elite Eight in the Make It Rain hater bracket. So, if you want to make your voice heard, hit us up at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds.
Yeah, that's I was going to say. Let me see if we can we'll pull this up here so folks can – take a look and see what it is here. Let me make sure we got this. Oh, yeah, there it is. There's our bracket right there now, right? Yeah, what do you got? Backdoor covers or tanking? But you understand my thought process with that is like if I know you're the Knicks or if I know you're Phoenix, I mean, it's a nice story, but motivation is I you're going to play the better competition. I can use that tanking in my arsenal, but backdoor covers means that you can kiss my, you basically decided or a coach decided, you know what, let's pull all our starters, because we're already winning the game by 20. So we don't want to win by 25. Kiss me. No. There is nothing worse. And by the way, make sure you guys are following the FNTSY Sports Radio Twitter page there and check out the hater madness that we've got going on. Do we have any more? How many more are we down to?
That's the last first round bracket. Okay, so when we come back on Monday, Madness will be down to the Sweet 16. We will be down to the Elite Eight. We'll keep pacing out the polls so that in essence we do our Final Four and our championship in sync with March Madness. All right, but there's no incredible Cinderellas. Many people, I guess, would say Murray State as the 12th, but I don't consider them a huge upstate because people knew about them. So the kind of like Cinderella hasn't truly happened yet. The Cinderella hasn't happened in our Make It Rain brackets yet either. But in that crazy tournament challenge, even with no Cinderella already, out of 17 million brackets, Joe, there's only 42,000 that are still perfect. And that's after only like 16 games with no big upset.
And it ain't mine. That's for sure. That's for hell sure. Then. It ain't mine.
I'm a serious fan. Come on.
All right. Coming up, people are pissed off at Tom Izzo, Michigan State. We'll show you why. We'll tell you why. We'll talk about it next to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
It is Friday, people. Time to make it rain. Day two of the tournament, the madness that is known as the month of March. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. We got some of your some of our plays over here if you're just joining us. Some of our Make It Rain plays. We'll go ahead and share those with you here in just a minute. But keep in mind also, we had talked about this a little bit earlier, and I got some data now to back it up. The theme in some of these games yesterday and, again, some of these today is that whole power versus non-power conference, right? So you got the Big Five, the ACC, you know, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12, the Big 12. You know, what happens when these power conferences take on the mid-majors, right? I mean, what happens when you take on the AAC and the A-10 and the Mountain West? Like, what's the deal? Well, the deal is probably what you thought holds true, meaning that the power conferences are very strong inside the paint, while the lesser leagues, the mid-conferences there, they're much better from the three-point behind the arc than anything else. And you kind of have to be, Dane. I think when you look at this, I think we realize that you better be lights out from the three,
right,
if you are a mid-major, because you are not going to dominate the glass. And that held true a lot yesterday. Teams that, for instance, when you break it down, who scores 1 or 2 points, right, in the game? Well, one point like on a free throw, or 2 points on a two-point conversion. FSU beat Vermont 69-21 on two-point plays. LSU beat Yale 63-50. They scored more inside the paint, 1 and 2 points there, 63-50. Maryland, and this is why Belmont lost, Maryland 61, Belmont 50. And Michigan State, even though that game was a lot closer, they pulled away late. Michigan State owned the paint, 61 points to Bradley's 38. The interesting thing about all of those games, though, none of those Power 5 teams covered. None.
Right.
None of them covered, but they do, and that's why when we talk about this moving forward, you know, when you're looking at the Murray States of the world, great story, and if anybody happens to advance today, keep in mind, you've got to take into consideration that if you're going to go up against a Power 5 school, they're probably going to own the paint on you, and significantly too. So then it comes down to, Dane, do I bet that they'll be able to score more threes?
Yep, and that makes sense. You know, we talk about it all the time, the idea of like what they look like coming off the bus. Right.
Yes.
And that's kind of this difference in a Power Five school versus a mid-major. They're going to have the size. They're going to be better on the glass. Right. But I think that's a great point. And here's what I'm going to say, Joe, as I apply it to something today. That is part of the reason, Joe, why I am on the anteaters of UC Irvine. Why? Woo. Because the Kansas State big man is not there. So it mitigates some of that exact edge that you're talking about, Joe.
Yep.
You know, so that for me is important, and that's why I'm on the Anteaters plus 4.5 today, okay? Because that exact edge that you're talking about, what the Power Five team usually has against the little brother, the mid-major, the stepchild, right, is that dominance on the glass. Now you take away your best player, your 6'10 forward for Kansas State, and you still have a team that's good defense in UC Irvine. You still just said all those teams maybe won but didn't cover, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the points with the Anteaters today.
Yeah, it's I'm not going to argue with that game. If Dean Ward was playing, we'd be having a different conversation, but he's not, and because of that defense, because of the defense there, Dean Wade. That is definitely going to be a game that I'm going to enjoy watching, but I'm not going to play because I think it'll drive me crazy. I'm so torn. I've won so much money all year backing Irvine that if I go with them and they lose, it'll actually destroy any good feeling that I have towards that. Yeah, it'll ruin everything there, and it won't matter how much money I ended up winning this year. So I'm not on that. But quickly, before I play this this video here, Villanova, there is something to be said for quality coached teams. And as much as we've been banging on Villanova not being what we have been used to this year, Villanova showed you what having sound fundamental principles and a good coach is all about, because a lot of people pick St. Mary's to take down Villanova. St. Mary's was going to slow it down. And by the way, you could have had four sandwiches between possessions there yesterday. I think they only had 56 possessions the whole game. That's how slow St. Mary's is. But you know what? Villanova played to it. Villanova won the two-point shooting. Villanova won from the free throw line. And Villanova won on turnovers. What that tells me is Villanova won the coaching game as well, because it wasn't like they tried. You weren't taking them out of their rhythm like St. Mary's did to Gonzaga. What they did is Villanova played St. Mary's game, and they played it better. And I can't say enough great things about how impressed I was with Jay Wright and Villanova. And there is something to be said for these guys that have been there, done that, and know how to coach these kids at this time of year. It almost goes, you almost forget that Villanova had a disappointing, you know, Big East year here, because they looked really good against a team a lot of people felt. And we heard the money, right? All the money, the favorite yesterday, St. Mary's. And Villanova ended up not only taking it, the closing line was 3.5. They won by 4. Not only did they win, they covered yesterday.
Yeah, and Joe, and also, I mean, Jay Wright is the best dressed coach in the country,
yes,
right?
Well,
so you got to love that, absolutely. Mm-hmm, and you know what? Here's another team that I'll put in that profile, okay, when you're talking about the kind of great coaching. And you mentioned it. Bill Self in Kansas, Joe. You know, when was the last time that, like, Kansas would be a value? You know, when was the last time that Kansas was going under the radar? When was the last time Kansas was a 4 seed? You know, nobody is talking about Kansas, right?
Yep.
And then Kansas is going to stare at Auburn in the next round, an Auburn team who got all they can handle from New Mexico State. Meanwhile, Kansas breezed through, won by like 30. You know, Kansas is going under the radar. Maybe they're not the vintage Kansas team like we've seen, just like Nova's not a vintage Nova team, you know. But when you talk about backing coaches and how important coaching is in college basketball, you know, don't look now, but I think Kansas is relishing the role of no one talking about them at all.
Yep. And they happen to be, and that was my play of the day yesterday. I won first half, second half, and full game on them, because my That's what I said. I looked at it, and not only did I get them, I got them at 6.5. This game opened up at 11. Kansas was an 11-point favorite, and it was because so much money came in on St. Mary's. Everybody was convinced that somehow Kansas fell off the terrible. Well, guys, they're a 4 seed. Like, what do you? They're Kansas, and it's Bill Self. I got it down to 6.5. I had 3.5 in the first half, 6.5 full game. And, oh, yeah, it was only 1.5 in the second half for Kansas. I took all 3 bets. I was riding Kansas all day yesterday. That was my one head-scratcher going. Guys, you do realize it's Kansas. So even like an off year for Kansas is still better than the best year of anything that was coming out of the Big West or the Big Sky or the Mountain West. Like, you guys are serious. It's Kansas. And to your point, Auburn, yeah, let me know. You want to go Bill Self versus Bruce Weber? You want to have any idea who's going to win that game? I can tell you right now. I'm still taking Kansas all day. And they were the first chalk of the day to actually cash yesterday and cover. Everybody else up until that point didn't cover. Favorites weren't covering, and it kind of looked like it was going to be all about the dogs yesterday. And then here comes Kansas going, "Oh, I'm sorry. Did you remember us? Did you remember us?"
Return to normalcy.
Yeah, exactly. Keep that in mind too today when you look at some of these games. But one of the other chalk, exactly. was what our friend there did yesterday, that being Mr. Izzo, getting in a kid's face. And this, of course, drove people absolutely crazy yesterday that somehow Izzo, he continued to get in this kid's face on the sideline. It was a freshman. And, I mean, he was hot, man. He kept the finger in the, you know, the whole the chest thing, and players were getting in between. And then he addressed it afterwards, and they were like, you know, do you think that's okay? And to Izzo's credit, Izzo's like, you're damn right it's fine. He's been around me long enough. He knows exactly what's going on. Right. He's like, there was an effort issue. It wasn't that he missed a shot or something like that. He didn't feel that the kid was putting in the necessary effort in order to be able to win that game. And Izzo lit him up. And, of course, people afterwards, the moral police came out big time yesterday and just ripping Coach Izzo for going at the kid like that. How do you see it?
Listen, we are in 2019. You know, we got to be delicate with everyone's ego and everyone's feelings. But I got to tell you something. Like, I'm okay with this, okay? Listen, I'm okay with a coach getting in my grill. I've had it in my day. And when I was a coach, I used to coach kids in baseball. I used to say two things. Your skill level, I'm never going to be upset if you make an error or a mistake with that. But two things you can always control is the mental side of the game and your effort. That should never slack. So I'm with Izzo. That's fine to get up in someone's face. I know we're not hitting kids or throwing chairs like Bobby Knight anymore, but come on, guys. It's okay to get up in a kid's grill. Those kids and everybody else, you need to go and take your yeast infection medicine.
Yeah, I'm just it doesn't surprise me, but again, this is not like a like we've never seen this from him before. Like, you guys understand, like, even the kids there, and you had a lot of his ex-players coming
Mike
up
Leach
and
locking a kid in a porta potty. You know what I mean?
It's not Bobby Knight, you know, throwing chairs because a kid missed a free throw or something along those lines. That's not what this is. It's these kids are used to that. It has worked for him, and he hasn't changed his style at all. He hasn't changed his style. To expect something different from him because people on the outside looking in might go, oh, that's awful.
Right.
I think it's a bit ridiculous. All right. These kids know that he didn't punch the kid. He didn't take his leg out. He was getting in his grill. And, oh, by the way, it seemed to work because the kid ended up having one hell of an effort there for the rest of the game. And Michigan State, of course, came back and won that. But that's the part of quality coaching, knowing your kids, knowing the buttons to push, knowing what you've got to do in order. Bradley was beating them at halftime, guys. Okay, Bradley from the Missouri Conference was beating Michigan State, and he kind of lost it. And then really from the rest of the game, you saw everyone else elevate their game. And that's what good coaches do. Isn't that what it's all about? That's why he's one of the best.
Yeah, Absolutely. I find no issue with this whatsoever, Joe. I mean, everybody needs to at times toughen up. You know, this is the age of participation trophies and movements of feelings, you know. And listen, you got to have to get toughened up. You got to build calluses on some level when it comes to this. Joe, I know we only got a couple of minutes left. Where's your slipper going on right now? You know, we got people in the chat room being like, where's Cinderella's slipper? You know, does a slipper fit on an anteater, Joe?
Wow, you guys are really got. I can't pull the trigger on that, man. I think
on an anteater? There's got to be one though, right? There's got to be one. There's got to be, and I don't consider Murray State a big one, honestly, Joe. So, like, where's Cinderella coming from today?
I'll tell you what. Here's a couple of Cinderella games you might want to look at. Number one, look at Georgia State getting 12 points against Houston. I think there's something to be had there. Now, I don't know how many of these teams are going to win. If we're talking from a covering standpoint, ATS, some of these teams that can, some of these teams that can cover today. I like Georgia State to be able
plus
to
6.5.
You like Liberty too, as well. Yeah, I kind of like. Yeah, I don't think Arizona State. I do like the over in that game, but I do not think Arizona State is disciplined enough or has the depth to hang with Buffalo for two halves there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
15 of the 16 first half unders, because not that one, right?
Not that one. No, definitely not that one. All right, welcome in Friday, people. Day two of the madness. It continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Football, you know, it takes intention. You need to watch football Sunday, watch all the games. Baseball, you can watch the game in the background, listen to it on the radio while you're doing work in the yard. And you think about baseball, baseball's all romantic with their numbers, right? We love our numbers in baseball, and no, like no other sport. Think about baseball. These players got crucified for doing the steroids, right? All the players that did it. All the congressional hearings. They've done it in football, no one cares.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
The Morning After.
Athletes really hate the media. Like, people don't realize it. Pretty sure it's a lot of where I looked up and I was sort of like, gave a thumbs up. Hey, we sort of got the yeah, dude. We see Latrell Sprewell out here all the time. Same thing, like Latrell's smiling to everybody and he's taking pictures and he's talking to people at a restaurant. And we make eye contact with him through the glass and we just get that look like, don't even think about it. People are like, he's the nicest guy. Yeah, because you're not in the media.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, let's make it rain here today, day two of the madness. Let me go ahead quickly here. We got a couple of minutes for the top of the hour. Once again, put these plays up for you guys. Dane is going Cincy money line. Him and I agree big time there. Cincinnati is going to take care of Iowa. I'm even willing to lay the 4 points. I've got no problem there, Dane, because let's be realistic. Iowa, yeah, not good. They're going to have a hard time scoring against Cincinnati, who's got a real defense, like a big time defense there.
It's a home game for Cincy, too.
Yes, yes, it is. Now, you like Liberty in this game, and I got to tell you, getting 6.5, it has stayed there. I don't mind that. Liberty, you know what's going to happen. They're going to chuck the ball up, man, and
that's
they are
right.
Going to score some points. The you've got an 8-9 in here, too, which I also agree with. You've got the Ole Miss taking on Oklahoma. I think Ole Miss is
Oklahoma
a better team.
I think Oklahoma belongs in this tournament. Yeah, I just think they're a better team. I think Oklahoma's lucky to be in this tournament. And then my glass slipper hopefully will be on Liberty or UC Irvine today. That's where I'm thinking the glass slipper
fits. I love that. You're going UC, man. He's doing the Irvine. And I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to play the game, but I'm not on it. I am instead going with Wisconsin. Expect Wisconsin to dominate the interior paint and take care of business here today. Plus, they don't turn the ball over, and they're pretty good defensively themselves. And Virginia Tech getting back Justin Robinson, their senior point guard, who's missed most of the last 2 months. They are going to run over when I tell you St. Louis is not going to know what hit him. They're going to be like, somebody get that license plate because I don't know what just happened
right
here. Virginia Tech lay the 10, no problem. You and I agree on Cincinnati, and I'm also taking one of the hottest teams in the country that nobody is talking about, Iowa State, to take care of the Ohio State Buckeyes here, the Big 12 tournament champion there, Iowa State. Lay those points, guys. They are on fire when I tell you. And by the way, their last 9 wins, they have not only won, they've won by an average of 14 points a game. They are absolutely capable of a double-digit win here against an Ohio State team who may show up, may not show up, but either way, it's not going to make a damn bit of difference. Those are our plays. Let's make it rain here. On a Friday, he is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Good luck, people. Let's do this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.